Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. The 2024 Olympic Games, a memorable spectacle, but not necessarily in a good way. I'm not talking about the beautiful musical rendition of Celine Dion at the end of the opening ceremony. I'm not talking about the spectacular performance of Tom Cruise at the end of the closing ceremony. And I'm most certainly not talking about the outstanding achievements of many athletes. I'm talking about the motto. What France tried to achieve and teach the world. The motto of the Olympic Games was known as Sitius Altius Fortius. Faster, higher, stronger. But France seemed to be willing to change it to the gayest, wackiest, ungodliest Olympics ever. Let's start with the opening ceremony. InfoWars wrote on July 26. The 2024 Paris Olympic Games kicked off Friday with a bizarre opening ceremony that featured drag queens and strange biblical references many online suggested were intended to insult members of the Christian faith. A group of transvestites and a fat woman posed in the fashion of the Last Supper, the Leonardo da Vinci painting immortalizing Jesus Christ's last meal with his disciples before his crucifixion. The criticism over the skit reached such fever pitch. French European Parliament member Marion Maréchal was forced to disavow the performance. To all the Christians of the world who are watching the Paris 2024 ceremony and felt insulted by this drag queen parody of the Last Supper, know that it is not France that is speaking, but a left-wing minority ready for any provocation, she said. Breitbart wrote on July 26, further making the Olympics opening ceremony the gayest ever, officials featured an LGBTQ parody of the Last Supper, along with a Vogue fashion show featuring gender-bending fashions and transgender models. Viewers have described this four-hour-long show as the worst of all times. The Daily Mail wrote on July 27, at the center was a woman with a golden halo-style crown, surrounded by several drag queens and dozens of dancers and performers. Later in the show, the most bizarre moment of the night saw a man dressed in a skin-tight blue bodysuit that left very little to the imagination. He was dressed as a Greek god of wine, festivity, and theater, Dionysus. Fox News wrote on July 28, a French LGBT leader suggested the ceremony didn't go far enough. France tried to show what it should be and not what it is, he said. Fox News also wrote on July 28 that the First Lady Jill Biden had high praise for the opening ceremony at the Paris Olympics this weekend. She called the opening ceremony spectacular. Biden remarked that the U.S. would have to work hard to top Paris opening ceremony when the Games are held in Los Angeles in 2028. She said, every step of the way, I was thinking to myself, oh my gee, how are we going to top this? She's talking about this blasphemous opening ceremony, and she's using blasphemies herself. The article goes on to say, last night's mockery of the Last Supper was shocking and insulting to Christian people around the world who watched the opening ceremony of the Olympic Games, House Speaker Mike Johnson said in a post to X. The war on our faith and traditional values knows no bounds today, he continued. And so Breitbart wrote on July 29 that Thomas Jolly, the openly gay artistic director of the Olympic opening ceremony, denied on Sunday that he was inspired by the Last Supper, the Da Vinci painting. I wanted to do a ceremony that repairs, that reconciles, that reaffirms the values of our republic, he said in comments reported by Le Figaro. I think it was quite clear there is Dionysus who arrives on this table. He is there. Why? Because he is the god of the festival of wine and father of Sequana, the goddess connected to the river. The idea was rather to make a great pagan festival linked to the gods of Olympus, he said. The bishop of the Diocese of Rochester said, "What they ever dare, or would they ever dare, mock Islam in a similar way? Would they have ever dreamed of mocking in this gross public way a scene from the Quran?" We all know the answer. Backlash was also swift in France, with former culture secretary Philippe de Villiers declaring, "We are committing the suicide of our country in front of the whole world." But did you catch the statement by Jolly, the director? "So rather than worshipping Christ, we are supposed to worship Dionysus and the gods of the Olympus." Reuters wrote on August 2 that French President Emmanuel Macron on Friday offered his support to the artists behind the 2024 Olympic opening ceremony and praised their audacity, adding that the show has made France proud. Macron said he, the director, his audacity did a lot of good to a lot of people. The ceremony showed that France respected artistic freedom. Well, God most certainly wasn't proud about what happened in France during the Olympics. And that is what counts, not the unqualified opinion of a French president, who is, by the way, losing heavily in the polls. And so finally, the Vatican also speaks out after a long time of silence. The New York Post wrote on August 4. "The Vatican broke its silence Saturday on the controversial drag performance. The Holy See was saddened by certain scenes at the opening ceremony of the Paris Olympic Games and cannot but join the voices raised in recent days to deplore the offense done to many Christians and believers of other religions," the Vatican said. It cannot but do it. You see, it doesn't really want to, but it looks like it felt it had no choice. It's almost like a mild, apologetic statement. The article goes on to say, "Olympic officials initially denied that the performance was based on Da Vinci's painting, but a spokesperson later confirmed the painting was artistic director Thomas Jolly's inspiration. So he used that painting, but made then a pagan festival out of it." Of course, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz had to say something too. And so Deutsche Welle wrote on August 9 that he said on Friday that the Olympic Games in Paris have been an inspiration for a future German Olympic bid. And they are bidding to have it in 2040. That's 50 years after the German reunification. Scholz extended massive congratulations to our French friends for a Games which he said embodied the spirit of Olympic excellence, fairness, and cooperation. Describing those values as extremely important in the world in which we live, Scholz said he hoped the experience of Paris 2024 could be contagious back in Germany. The values. What values? Biologically, male boxers defeated female opponents, and they got the gold medal. The International Olympic Committee allowed them to fight as females, even though in 2023, the International Boxing Association disqualified them for and from competing in the 2023 Women's World Boxing Championships. The Boxing Association said, "Based on DNA tests, we identified a number of athletes who tried to trick their colleagues into posing as women." According to the results of the tests, it was proved that they have XY chromosomes. And that brings me to the closing ceremony, the VACI closing ceremony. The Daily Mail wrote on August 12th, "It presented a VACI show of artist performances. A golden bee man descended into the stadium. Toilet roll mummies were dancing around. The closing ceremony shaped up to be as strange as the start of the games. After the golden voyager was lowered to the stage from the roof, a cloaked individual presented them with a Greek flag to represent the game's ancient origin. The voyager was later joined on stage by some acrobats who were dressed as alien-like creatures who helped them discover the Olympic rings, which were hoisted from the stadium floor. French pianist and opera singer Benjamin Bernheim then delivered a rendition of Hymn to Apollo. Also, a sculpture of a Greek goddess was shown, which the aliens seemed to adore. If the Olympics are to be a pagan celebration by strange-looking, weird aliens for pagan gods, you might as well forget it. See, Apollo is known as the Roman god Sol, the sun god who is mentioned in the Bible as Baal. If the Olympics are to celebrate drag queens, homosexuals, transvestites, transgender people, might as well forget it. If the Olympics are celebrating men fighting in women's sports as women, with women, might as well forget it. You see, when Jesus Christ is going to return to this earth, none of this nonsense will be allowed. This will absolutely stop. It will not be practiced at all. Now, I'm not speaking against sports. I'm not speaking against competitive sports, by no means. And also addressing our young people now. Yes, sports are fine, but they have to be done with the right perspective, with the right motivation, with the right background. We have prepared a free booklet, How Can Young People Cope with Life? And this booklet has a lot to say also about sports, the right kind of sports, the biblical kind of sports, and also how to practice it. So please ask for a free copy of this free booklet. And until next time, this is Norbert Lenk for the Standing Watch program.